This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, April 8th, 2016. President Robert Mugabe says the government will do all what it can to make war veterans happy. Central Bank Governor John Mbangujka talks about money shortages in Zimbabwe. We will give you more details on the issue. MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says his party is going ahead with the planned march over missing diamond proceeds of up to $15 billion. Zimbabweans talk about the day the country attained independence and life almost 36 years later. The Zimbabwe Premier Soccer League race continues this weekend. What will happen if Harare Giants Dynamos lose once again? Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about war veterans' concerns. They held a meeting with President Robert Mugabe in Harare yesterday, where they made several demands, including a call for more ministerial positions and increased pensions. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for lucky winners. Simply invite 10 of your friends to join VOA Studio 7's Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The question today is, who was the first leader of ZANU? The answer to yesterday's question is Kenan Banana. The draw will be conducted April 18th. Don't be left out.